Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Very glad to see that Brother Raghu was with us during the worship time.
很高兴看到 Raghu 弟兄在敬拜的时候跟我们同在。
We have not seen him for a long time. He left, I think, after the worship.
我们很久没有看到他，那他是锅饼完就离开。
I'm still very happy to have that time before the table with our brother Raghu.
但是我们还与我们的弟兄一起锅饼，我们觉得非常的高兴。
I'd like to extend warm welcome for those college kids return for spring breaks.
为着大学生春假回来，我们欢迎你们。
And glad that you most look still the same.
很高兴你们看来都差不多，没有什么改变。
Not even adding additional weight.
好像没有增加体重。
I'm happy to see you here today.
我们很高兴你们在这里。
This morning, let's turn to scripture to the book of Matthew, Gospel according to Matthew.
请我们打开马太福音。
I'd like to read chapter 11.
我们要读十一章。
From verse 2 to verse 6.
第二节到第六节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 2 to 6.
马太福音十一章第二节到第六节。
Now, when John, well imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else? Jesus answered, and said to them, Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not take offense at me.
马太福音十一章第二节，约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说：“那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？”耶稣回答说：“你们去把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、瘸子行走、长大麻风的洁净、聋子听见、死人复活、穷人有福音传给他们。”凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
Verse 25-26.
25-26节。
At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
28-30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart.And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And turn to letters to Colossians.Chapter 1, verse 12.
请我们打开哥罗西书一章十二节。
Letters to Colossians, chapter 1, verse 12.
哥罗西书一章十二节。
We will read from verse 12 to verse 18.
我们要读十二到十八节。
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
哥罗西书一章十二节，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Finally, Colossians chapter 3, verse 11.
最后，哥罗西书三章十一节。
Colossians 3, verse 11.
哥罗西书三章十一节。
In which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian and Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
That's a further word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this morning we can gather together with precious saints to behold the Lamb of God.
天父，我们何等感谢你！我们可以与宝贵的众圣徒一同聚集来看神的羔羊。
You have taken away our sin, so this morning we can sit together, we can worship you in front of your table.
你已经除去我们的罪，所以我们可以坐在一起，在你的桌子面前来敬拜你。
The more we gaze upon your beauty, the more amazing that we feel.
我们更多来注视你的荣美，我们里面哦就更惊讶，主你是何等的宝贵。
So we pray that you send forth your Holy Spirit this morning, like a river, flood the nation.
愿你早晨赐下圣灵，哦主，让圣灵像这个水流一样，让整个的国家，哦主都被你来充满。
Flood our heart with grace and mercy.
愿你来充满。而我们的心用你自己的怜悯和恩典。
Remove the scale from our eyes, so that the Lamb of God is our vision.
除去我们眼中的鳞片，所以神的羔羊成为我们的意象。
So that we will put you in the first place.
所以我们可以把你放在首位。
This is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
这是我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Brothers and sisters and two weeks ago, when we have our morning watch, then we studied Matthew chapter 11.
弟兄姐妹们，两个礼拜以前，当我们晨更的时候，我们一起来读到马太福音十一章。
And then the day after, our brother shared with us on Colossians in chapter 3.
然后第二天主日的时候，弟兄给我们交通到哥罗西书第三章。
And we're fellowshipping about Christ is in all.Christ is all and in all.
我们就交通到基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
And therefore, this phrase, the Christ is all and in all, stuck in my heart.
所以基督是一切，又住在一切之内，就一直放在我的心里。
And also, somehow, the Lord has shown me the connection between Colossians chapter 3 and Matthew chapter 11.
那主就开启我，让我看到哥罗西书三章和马太福音十一章之间的关系。
Well, this is what I want to share this morning. Christ is all and in all.
这就是早晨我要交通的，基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
I think many of you would very much like the verse in Galatians, and especially the verse 16, chapter 3, verse 16.
我们很多弟兄姐妹都很喜欢哥罗西书三章十六节。
And I said that the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
We all want to be in situation where we can have wisdom preaching.
我们都希望我们有智慧，我们可以来传讲神。
And we can admonishing one another with songs and hymns and spiritual songs.
用诗章、颂词彼此教导，互相劝诫。
And we can sing with thankfulness.In our hearts to God.
心被而感，恩感，歌颂神。
But we must have something before that.
但是要达到这样之前，必须要有一些事情。
We must have word of Christ richly dwells in us.
我们要用基督的话丰富地藏在我们心里。
And I still remember in the old days.
我还记得在以前的时候。
It's the days when I was young.
那是我年轻的日子。
And when I was young, we're very much encouraged to memorize the Bible verse.
我们年轻的时候，很多人就勉励我们要把圣经节背下来。
I believe if you grew up in assembly, you were encouraged to memorize Bible verse when you're in Sunday school.
那你长大以后，你就会想到说，你在主日学的时候，人家就勉励你们要背圣经。
And it is the treasure in our heart if we can memorize the word of God.
如果我们可以来把圣经存在我们心里面，实在是一个宝藏。
In my old days, brother and sister tried to memorize the whole book.
在以前过古时候，弟兄姐妹们是要背整本圣经，整卷书。
It's not just one verse.
不只是一节圣经。
It's the whole book that you memorize in your heart.
是整卷书你把它存记在心。
And it's such a precious thing that you can store that word in your heart.
能够把这些神的话存在心里面是何等的宝贵。
No, you don't start with Genesis. It's too long.
你不从创世纪开始，因为太长了。
So what do you start?
从哪里开始呢？
A very good start is like Galatians.
像哥罗西书就是一个很好的开始。
It's only have four little chapters.
只有四章，好像很短的圣
经。If you can just memorize this letter to Colossians in your heart.
如果你能够把哥罗西书存记在心。
And just at the most difficult time of your life, and you just memorize, you just recite these verses.
在你生活当中最困难的时候，如果你能够记得，你能够来把这些圣经背出来
，and you will be strengthened，
你就会得到刚强，得到坚固。
But if you said I'm old now, I can't do that for the whole chapter of Galatians，
但是你说我现在已经老了，那我不能背整本书的话
，and if you can't do the whole the Galatians, just do chapter one，
如果你不能背整卷书，你就把第一章背下来。
You know, if you just memorize Galatians chapter 1,
如果你把哥罗西书第一章背下来,
you don't have to be Bible scholars.
你不需要成为圣经学者。
And you don't even have to be able to interpret a Galatians chapter 1.
你甚至都不需要怎么样来解释,能够会解释,哥罗西书第一章。
Simply just commit the chapter 1 into your heart.
只要把第一章放在你的心里。
It's Bible, you can memorize that.
如果你能够把它记下来是最好。
And this word of God will strengthen you in ways that you cannot imagine.
神的话在你想不到的时候，想不到的方法，他就会来刚强你。
It's much more powerful than any preachings that you will be hearing.
甚至比所有你所听见的讲道都更有力。
Paul wrote this Colossians book, letter to Colossians in prison.
保罗是在监狱里面写这卷书。
It's very likely that he was wearing a chain.
很可能他有锁链在身上。
And as we knew that when Paul wrote the letter, and he walked back and forth in his prison.
可能一边他在这写这卷书，一边他后来他也在他的监狱里面房间里面走来走去。
Often that Paul has fellow prisoner that went to prison with him.
那他也有一同坐监的这些朋友在跟他在一起。
And those brothers would write whatever Paul was reciting.
那这些人就是来把保罗说的话把它记下来。
As you read this letter to Colossians.You can almost hear that sound of his chains.
当你来读哥罗西书的时候，你好像可以看到那个保罗那个锁链走来走去的声音。
And he was in prison, but he was not thinking about himself.
他在监牢里面，可是他没有想到自己。
He was concerned with brothers and sisters in the city of Galassi.
那时候。他心里面挂念的是在哥罗西那个地方那个城里面的圣徒们。
And those Colossians who Paul has never met.
这些圣徒们是保罗从来没有遇见过的。
And Paul heard the news from Galassi from this brother called Epaphras.
保罗是从以帕弗提听到哥罗西那边的圣徒的情形。
And this brother Epaphras was from Colossae, and he was a co-worker of Paul.And he was a fellow prisoner of Paul.
这个以巴弗提他就是从哥罗西来的，他是弟兄，他也是一起与保罗一同坐监的。
And Paul heard something about Colossae.
那保罗听见关于哥罗西的事。
And there was a teaching in Colossae say that in order for you to reach the fullness, then you need something extra beyond Jesus Christ.
那教导就是说，如果你要达到丰满的话，你除了耶稣以外呢，除了基督耶稣以外，还需要一些别的。
And this is the reason that Paul must write this letter to Colossians.
这就是为什么保罗必须要写这卷书。
Even Paul has never met any of them, except Epaphras.
除了以巴弗提以外，他并没有遇见过其他的弟兄姐妹。
Because Paul believed Christ is everything to us.
那因为保罗相信基督是一切。
Therefore, the central message of the book of Colossians is Christ is everything to us.
那所以哥罗西书的中心就是基督是一切。
And Christ should have first place in everything.
基督在一切当中居首位。
And Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切又住在一切之内。
And from verse 14, chapter 1, he said, In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin.
一章十四节讲到说，在爱子里，我们可以得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
Christ is our salvation.
基督就是我们的拯救。
Apart from the Lord Jesus, there will be no salvation.
离开耶稣基督就没有救赎。
Verse 16, all things have been created through him.
十六节，一切都是借着他被造的。
Christ is the creator.
基督是创造者。
Apart from the Lord Jesus, there will be no creations.
离开了耶稣基督就没有创造。
Verse 16, all things have been created for him.
十六节讲到一切事情是为他而造的。
And Christ is the heir of all things.
基督是来承受一切事情。
Apart from the Lord Jesus,There will be no purpose.
离开耶稣基督就没有目的。
Verse 18, he is also the head of the body, the church.
十八节，他也是教会全体之首。
Apart from the Lord Jesus, there will be no church.
离开了耶稣基督就没有教会。
Verse 18, he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
他也是从死里首先复生的。
Apart from the Lord Jesus, there will be no resurrection.
离开了耶稣基督就没有复活。
So that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
所以他就是要在一切事情中当中居首位。
Paul is example of this. Even though he was in prison, but the first thing in everything is Christ.
虽然保罗在坐监，可是对他来讲，一切的事情或者是一切之中最低位的就是耶稣。
So he set the prison aside.
所以他把坐监这件事情放下来。
He set the chains aside.
他把锁链放下。
He has to write that letter to Colossians.
他要这样来写信给哥罗西的圣徒。
The very existence of this letter is a proof that Christ is all and in all for Paul.
这卷书存在，就来证明对保罗来讲，基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
I think that last week our brother have shared this in a very clear fashion, so I don't need to repeat that.
上个礼拜我们的弟兄已经交通了非常清楚，所以我不需要重复。
But emphasis of this week is what does this mean practically in our life?
但是今天这个礼拜我就要我们来看说，对我们的平常的生活来说，对我们有什么意义呢？
Or how do we enter into the reality of Christ is all and in all?
我们怎么样来进入基督是一切又住在一切之内的实际呢？
And I was thinking about this matter this week. I'm thinking whether I can find experience that we all have can help us understand what is all and in all.
那这个礼拜我在想说，有什么例子我们可以来帮助我们认识说，基督是一切又住在一切之内的意义是什么呢？
It's something that you and I can all relate to.
这一件事情，你跟我们都能够来同理的。
Something we all have that experience before.
因为我们以前都有这样的经历。
And I was led to this relationship between a mother and the infant.
我就想到是母亲跟婴孩之间的关系。
This is the closest relationship that I can think of that has helped me to understand this word all and in all.
这个是帮助我们来认识一切又住在一切之内，这最亲密的一个例子。
One of the things that's certain is that every one of us was an infant before.
有一件事情是确定的，就是我们在座每一个人都曾经是婴孩。
Even Brother Wei.
甚至魏弟兄也曾经是婴孩。
Once upon a time, a brother was an infant.
很久很久以前，我们的弟兄曾经是婴孩。
It's hard to imagine that Brother Wei was an infant.
是很难想象，但是事情是这样子的。
But that's the truth. Every one of us, Brother Dale, was an infant before.
Dale 弟兄以前也曾经是婴孩。
You know, every one of us, at one point in time, was a baby.
我们每一位曾经都是婴孩。
And we all had a mother.
我们都有母亲。
And think of this, the mother is everything to the baby.
对于婴孩来说，母亲就是婴孩的一切。
Eating, clothing, housing, transportation, even education, is the mother.
对婴孩来说，对孩子来说，吃穿住，然后要受教育，这一切都要从母亲来的。
You know, how can I imagine that at some point in time, me and my wife are my children's sole entertainment?
有很多的，我记得以前，很久以前，我跟我的妻子就是我们孩子所有的娱乐。
You see, the baby have no entertaining, except the parents. We have entertainment all day long.
对于婴孩来说，婴孩没有别的娱乐，那父母就是整天来娱乐他们。
You see, the mothers is all, nothing else. Mother is all.
对婴孩来说，母亲就是婴孩的一切。
Now you want food, mom, food.
若你要食物，那你就说，妈妈，我要吃。
Hey, you want something to wear, mom? You want something? You want to go somewhere, mom?
食衣住行都是要靠妈妈。
And mom is your teacher.
妈妈也是你的老师。
That's how you learn the language.
这就是我们怎么样会学会语言。
Mom is all.
母亲对是婴孩的所有。
Not only mother is all, mother is in all.
不仅来认识母亲是婴孩的一切，她也在一切之内。
Mother is in everything you do.
在你所有一切所自行所做的，母亲都在其中。
You go to school and mom go to the teacher conference for you.
你去上学的时候，母亲去跟老师面谈会谈。
You take piano lesson, your mom have to take you there and bring you back.
如果你去上钢琴课，你妈妈需要载你去而把你带回来。
If you don't practice,Then your mom will be embarrassed before the teachers, not you.
如果你不练习的话，是你的母亲会在老师面前非常的羞愧，不是你。
You know, for many of those babies, your mother is your alarm clock.
对于所有很多的婴孩来说，母亲是婴孩的闹钟。
You just tell your mom, I need to wake up at certain time, then you go to sleep.
你只要告诉妈妈说几点钟你要起来，你就去睡觉了。
I still have a dull child today. They will text their mothers, "Please wake him up at this time."
我有一个长大的一个孩子，甚至他会用 text 告诉他妈妈说，请你几点钟叫我起床。
He's afraid that his alarm clock may not work properly.
他担心他的闹钟可能不会工作。
So mom is the backup for that.
所以妈妈呢，就是一个帮助。
Even today，
甚至在今天的时候
，How many times that your mom have to go to the birthday party for you？
有多少时候你妈妈还是要去你的生日的宴会
？I don't know. I remember how many times I went to that Chuck and Cheese place for my kid.
我记得多少时候我以前去过那个 Chuck and Cheese， 就是孩子过生日的地方。
I will never go to that place if I don't have babies.
如果没有孩子的话，我一个人是不会到那里去的。
I still remember when I was a baby, I was itchy during the night.
我记得我是婴孩的时候，晚上我可能背后会痒。
And I said, Mom, just scratch my back.
我就跟妈妈讲说，妈妈帮我背后烧一烧。
And I can go to sleep.
这样我就可以睡着了。
I don't care when my mom is going to go to sleep.
我才不管我妈妈什么时候睡。
Then I found myself doing the same thing when I have kids.
当我有孩子的时候，我是这样，也是这样对我的孩子。
So mother is your best scratchers.
那个妈妈就是你最好的帮助。对，好像
best scratchers.
对，最好的烧背的那个抓背的。东西
Mother is all.
母亲是一切。
Mother is in everything that we do.
母亲就在我们所做的一切事情之内。
That's the closest thing I can think of on this phrase all and in all.
那刚想到一切又住在一切之内，我就想到母亲。
So now let's turn to this phrase, Christ is all and in all.
那现在我们就要转到基督是一切又住在一切之内。
Is Christ everything to us now?
对我们来说，现在基督是不是我们的一切呢？
Is Christ in everything we do now?
基督是不是在我们所做的一切事情之内呢？
The Bible says that God has hidden things from the wise and intelligent and reveal things to infants.
圣经告诉我们说神呢像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就显露。
What is he talking about here?
那这里是讲什么呢？
He's talking about Christ is all and in all.
他就讲到基督是一切又住在一切之内。
As we become with the wise and intelligent, then Christ is not all and not in all anymore.
我们如果是聪明通达的话，基督对我们就不是一切，也不住在一切之内。
But only those who have a pure heart like a baby, then Christ is all and in all.
对于我们，如果有像婴孩这样单纯的心，基督就可以是一切，又住在一切。
Are we a infant spiritually, or the wise and the intelligent?
属灵来说，我们是像婴孩这样单纯呢，还是像聪明通达的人？
Is Christ all to us today?
今天对我们来说，基督是一切吗？
Or is Christ only part of our life?
或者基督是我们生活的一部分？
How can we spiritually have the spirit of a child?
在属灵来说，我们怎么样有一个像孩子、像婴孩一样的灵呢
？How can we return to that state where Christ is all and in all？
我们怎么样能够回转来进回到说基督是一切，又住在一切之内呢
？And this is the focus emphasis this morning。
这就是早晨我们的重点。
This morning, I would like to fellowship upon three spiritual exercises。
早晨。我要来交通到三个属灵的操练
，or for young people spiritual workout，
就是对年轻人来讲，怎么样来属灵的运动
，so that we can enter into this reality that Christ is all and in all。
那我们就可以进入基督是一切又住在一切之内的实际。
And if we do not exercise spiritually, then we do not have spiritual muscle。
如果我们不做属灵的运动的话，我们的那个属灵的肌肉就不会强壮。
Then we will have this understanding that Christ is all, but we do not have this experience that Christ is all.
我们就会虽然知道基督是一切，但却没有这样的经历。
Therefore, we need the spiritual exercise.
所以我们需要有属灵的操练。
And I found those three exercises in Matthew chapter 11.
我就在马太福音十一章找到这三个运动。
In Matthew 11:25, at that time Jesus said, "I praise you."
在十一章二十五节，那个父主耶稣就说：“父啊，我感谢你。”
But you look around, you look at the context, you look what happened before. There is nothing worthy of thanking God at that time.
但是你如果看之前发生什么事的话，你就会发现好像没有什么事情可以来向父感谢。
But Jesus said, "I praise you, Father."
但是主耶稣说：“天父啊，我感谢你。”
So this is the first exercise.
所以这是第一个操练。
The first spiritual exercise is in everything give thanks.
第一个属灵的操练就是凡事谢恩。
In everything give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
This is the spiritual exercise allow us to enter into the reality of Christ is all.
这个是要属灵的操练，让我们可以进入基督是一切。
If we cannot give thanks in everything, the Christ will not be all.
如果我们不能凡事谢恩的话，基督就不是一切。
Unless one day we can give thanks in everything, Christ would not be all to us.
直到等有一天我们能够凡事谢恩，那基督才能成为我们的一切。
First Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
This is the secret of gaining a day-to-day victory for us.
要每一天得胜吗？这是秘诀。
Paul gave thanks in prison.
保罗在监狱里面可以感恩。
Paul wrote four different epistles.
他在监狱里面写了四卷书。
A full of thanksgiving in those letters.
在这四卷书里面充满着感谢。
I'd like to tell you a story from a missionary.
我要跟你讲一位宣教士的故事。
There was an old missionary that told a story like this.
有一位年长的宣教士讲给我讲一个有讲过这个故事。
Once that this brother was in a conference and he saw a brother that looked so miserable.
这位弟兄他在一个特会的时候，看见有另外一个弟兄啊，是这样子的忧愁。
And then others just mentioned to him said, "Brothers, we hope that you can spend some time with this brothers."
所以那弟兄就跟他讲说，你可不可以花一点时间跟这位弟兄在一起、啊、
？And the brother said, "Oh, I pray that if this brother come to me, then I will share something with him."
那这位宣教士的弟兄就说，如果这位弟兄来找我的话，那我就跟他分享一点。
And the second day, this brother actually came to the missionary.
所以第二天呢，这位很非情形不好的弟兄就来这个宣教士弟兄面前。
And he He was saying that he was saved in a glorious way.
他就说，哦，我是这样子充满着荣耀得救的。
And he was serving the Lord fervently.
我是这样热心的来服侍主。
But one day something happened. He was disappointed.
有一天有一件事情发生，他就非常的失望。
Because someone has done something, and this person is a pastor.
因为有一位牧师他做了一件事。
He was so disappointed, not because of the things, because he was a pastor.
啊，这位弟兄非常的失望，不是因为那个做那件事情，是因为做这件事情的是一位牧师。
And then later on, he was disillusioned with the whole thing.
那以后呢？啊，他里面有个错觉，就好像说很多的事情都是这样。
How can a pastor doing this to me?
他会觉得说，为什么牧师这样对我呢？
And later on, he was depressed.
后来他就非常的忧郁。
And depression turned into total defeat.
那这忧郁就造成了完全的失败。
You see, disappointed, disillusioned, depressed, and defeat. All start with D.
这有四个 D 啊，就是非常的失望，或者他有错觉，然后他有一个错误的想法，然后他会非常忧郁，然后他就被打败了。
And then this missionary, I said this to him.
所以这位宣教士就这样对他说。
He said, "The condition you are in is the result of your sin."
他说你今天会这样的有这样的情形，是因为你的罪。
And this brother was shocked. No, I've confessed the thing all my life. If you tell me what it is, I will confess here.
那这位弟兄就非常惊讶，他说我常常在认罪啊，我们有什么罪呢？你如果告诉我有罪，我就认罪。
Then the brother said, "Do you agree?" That to break the will of God is as serious as to break the law of God.
然后他就这样讲说，如果你来破坏神的旨意的话，就跟那个破坏神的律法是一样严重。
Oftentimes we believe the sin is to break the law of God.
我们知道，如果违反神的律法的话是罪。
But to break the will of God is as serious as to break the law of God.
但是如果你要来违反神的旨意的话，就跟违反神的律法是一样的严重。
Then he turned to 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and asked his brother to read by himself.
那他就来翻开帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，要这位弟兄自己来读。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
You broke the will of God.
你来违反神的旨意。
And this is your sin.
这就是你的罪。
So the condition you are in.Is the result of your sin.
所以你今天会处在这样的光景里面，是因为你的罪。
That by break the will of God by not giving thanks in everything.
你没有凡事谢恩，你就违反神的旨意。
A year later, this defeated brother was totally recovered.
后来，这位被打倒非常失败的弟兄就完全的被恢复。
Brothers and sisters, it all started with a disappointment.
这些弟兄姐妹们是从一个很失望的情形开始的。
We have no right to be disappointed.
我们没有失望的权利。
All things work together for those who love God.
因为万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
This is what Bible said. All things work together.
圣经上讲说万事都互相效力。
When you are disappointed about anything.
如果你为任何一件事情失望的话
，then you are disappointed with God Himself.
那你就是对神失望。
If you do not believe this thing is from God, then you do not believe God is all.
如果你不相信说这些事情是从神来的，那你就没有相信基督是一切。
If God is all, then we have no right to be disappointed.
如果神是一切的话，那我们就不需要失望。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样呢?
Therefore, we need to be careful about the little disappointment that came into our heart from time to time.
所以我们就要很小心，有时候我们常常会失望。
We need to know that we have no right to be disappointed.
我们要知道我们没有权利来失望。
If we do believe God is all and in all.
如果我们相信神是一切又住在一切。
If we do not give thanks in everything, we disobey the will of God for me.
如果我们没有在凡事上谢恩的话，我在这件事情上 就违背了神在我身上的旨意。
And I will pay a hefty price for this disobedience.
因为我这样不顺服，我就要付很大的代价。
This is a spiritual exercise. This is a spiritual workout. So it's not easy.
这是属灵的操练，是不容易的。
But this is the will of God for you.
但是这是神在你身上所要定的旨意。
Actually, that workout is not because it is fun.
那运动员要去运动，并不是因为运动很好玩。
It is to gain the victory.
是因为运动，他们要操练，所以他可以得胜。
In the same way, this spiritual exercise is to for us to gain our day-to-day victory.
同样的，这些属灵的运动帮助我们天天可以得在属灵上得
胜。Ephesians goes further. He says, "Give thanks for everything."
以弗所书说的更进一步说，你要为一切事情来谢恩。
This is the most important exercise that we need as Christians.
对我们基督徒来说，这是最重要的操练。
And this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus.
这是神在我们身上，所定的旨意。
So we need to take up this workout every day.
所以天天我们都要有操练。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
So this is number one.
这是第一个操练。
Now we want to tell you the second exercise.
那我们还要有第二个操练。
It takes a few elements to make a good workout, right?
你要好好的运动，你需要操练不同的部位。
So there's the second routine here, workout number two.
第二个操练是什么呢？
Workout number two is not to be offended in Christ.
就是不因基督而跌倒。
Not to be offended in Christ.
不要因基督而跌倒。
Is it ever possible that we are offended by Christ?
我们会因基督跌倒吗？有可能吗？
Is it possible that someone can stumble over Jesus?
很多人是因为基督的缘故而跌倒吗？
What does this mean? Being offended in Christ.
因基督而跌倒，是什么意思呢？
Let me give you an example.
我来给你一个例子。
When Elisha sat down under a juniper tree and request for himself that he might die, he was offended.
那当以利亚在罗藤树下求死的时候，他就是因着神而跌倒。
Why was Elijah offended?
为什么他自己好像被冒犯呢？
Because God is not doing things as Elijah expected.
因为神没有照他以利亚所想做的事情这样做。
Elijah killed 450 prophets of Baal.
以利亚杀掉450位拜巴利的先知。
And he thought there will be a spiritual revival in Israel.
他想说这样就会开始在以色列有个属灵的复兴。
Instead, he was chastened by Jezebel.
那相反的，他却被耶洗别追杀。
It's not what he had expected.
这不是他所期望的。
Elijah was offended.
以利亚就因为这件事情跌倒。
John the Baptist, who first saw Jesus, was the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰他是第一个看见，耶稣是神的羔羊。
No one else has that revelation but John the Baptist.
除了施洗约翰以外，那时候没有人有这样子的一个启示。
He was the first voice that said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
他是第一个声音说，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
And he was the first one to witness that Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus Christ.
他是第一位看见圣灵降下来，降在耶稣的身上。
He was the first person that heard the voice from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
他是第一个人听见从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
When someone told John the Baptist that Jesus was baptizing, then the multitude came over him.
当施洗约翰听见说主耶稣也施洗，有许多人到他那里去。
And he was the one to say, "He must increase, but I must decrease."
施洗约翰就说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And this was the John the Baptist.
这就是那位施洗约翰。
But now he's sitting in prison. John knew that his days may be numbered.
但是这时候施洗约翰他下在监里面，他想说他的日子好像是可以数的。
And Messiah has not done anything for him yet.
弥赛亚好像对他并没有做什么事。
It appears that John the Baptist was set aside in prison. It's not part of anything anymore.
好像现在施洗约翰就被放在一边，放在监牢里面，好像不属于神所有计划里面的一部分。
It's almost like John the Baptist is no longer needed now.
好像神不需要施洗约翰了。
John can endure the harshness of the wilderness.
那时候在之前，施洗约翰在旷野里面忍受许多的艰难。
But John had a hard time to be left alone.
那约翰很难被好像被神放在一边。
Even that he has said, I must decrease.
虽然他曾说我要衰微。
Jesus was not what John had thought.
主耶稣知道他约翰想什么。
So that John asked the question that, are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?
所以当施洗约翰问耶稣说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
Brothers and sisters, are you offended in Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，你有因耶稣因基督而跌倒吗？
Do you disagree with what the Lord has done in your life?
你有没有会对主耶稣在你身上所做的事情有不同的意见呢？
Do you have question with the Lord?
你对主是不是有疑问呢？
Blessed is whoever shall not be offended in me.
那不因我跌倒的就有福了。
And you say, well, you haven't told us exercise yet.
那你说你还没告诉我们怎么操练呢？
What is the workout here?
我要怎么做呢？
I know that we should not be offended in Christ, but what is the workout?
我知道我不要因基督跌倒，但是我需要怎么做呢？
You can find this workout in the story of Elijah.
你可以从以利亚上来以利沙来得到这个答案。
Remember when Elijah and Elisha they went from Gilgal all the way to the river of Jordan.
你记得当以利亚以利沙从吉甲一直到约旦河的时候，
There are three times. There were three times Elijah told Elisha.
有三次以利亚对以利沙说，
Please stay here.
你留在这里。
You stay here. I will go to the next city.
你就留在这里，我到下一个城里。
There are three times that Elijah told Elisha that I don't need you anymore.
有三次以利亚就对以利沙说，我不需要你了。
You stay here please.
你就停在这里吧。
I need to go on.
我还要往前走。
But what Elijah was saying, do you remember that?
你记得以利沙说什么吗？
Elijah was saying that as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
他就说只要主是活的，你也是存活，我就不离开你。
In a way that Elisha refused to be offended.
所以从一个角度来讲，伊丽莎她不愿因这个而跌倒。
Now, on the surface, Elisha was put aside.
好像从外面来说呢，伊丽莎被放在一边了。
Elisha was not wanted anymore.
伊丽莎没有被需要。
Not once.Twice and three times.
不止一次两次而是三次。
Three times you were told that we don't need you anymore.
有三次若有人告诉你说我们不需要你了。
And but Elisha was not deterred.
但是以利沙他里面却没有因这样子而他常失望。
Elisha was not offended.
他没有因这件事情跌倒。
In the heart of Elisha,Then this is what goes on in Elisha. He said that you can do without me, but I cannot do without you.
那以利沙好像是这样讲说，你可以不需要我，但是我不能没有你。
So I can't let you go.
所以我不能让你走。
You are all in my life.
因为你是我的全部。
God, you are everything to me.
神啊，你是我的全部。
Therefore, apart from you, I have no place to go.
所以离开你，我就不晓得要去哪里。
You are everything to me. I will not let you go.
因为你是我的一切，所以我不让你走。
I will not be offended.
我不因你，因为这件事情跌倒。
I would hold fast to the Lord.
我要持定主。
This is the spiritual workout.
这个就是属灵的操练。
How can we not to be offended? It's because we hold fast to the Lord.
我们怎么样不因主跌倒呢？要持定主。
As it turns out, God is everything to Elisha.
那结果我们就知道说，对以利沙来说呢，神是他的一切。
God was all and in all in his ministry.
对以利沙来讲，那神是他的一切，又住在一切之内。
And because Elisha was not offended by God.
因为以利沙他没有因神而跌倒。
Blessed is whoever shall not be offended in me.
那不因我跌倒了就有福了。
So this is workout number two.
对，这是第二个操练。
Not be offended in Christ.
不要因基督而跌倒。
By hold fast to the Lord.
要靠着来持定主。
Whether or not that you have the feeling that Lord is trying to set you aside.
不管你有没有这样的感觉，好像主不用你把你放一边。
Even that, I will hold fast to the Lord.
就算是这样，我也要持定住。
Exercise number three.
第三个操练。
Also found in Matthew chapter 11.
也是在马太福音十一章可以找到。
And the third exercise is take his yoke.
第三个操练就是要负他的轭。
And in here, Jesus issued two calls to disciples.
在这里，主耶稣对门徒有两个呼召。
The first call is come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
第一个呼召就是凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Do you, brother and sister, do you have rest today?
弟兄姐妹们，你今天有安息吗？
If you do not have rest, do you know why you do not have rest?
若你今天没有安息，你知道是为什么吗？
But sometimes the reason that we don't have rest is not because we don't know who our Father is.
有时候我们没有安息，不是因为我们不知道我们的父亲是谁。
The reason we do not have rest, we are far too far away from our Father.
我们没有安息，是因为我们与父亲隔得非常远。
The prodigal son has a father who is very rich.
这个浪子他有一位富有的父亲。
And the prodigal son knows very well the riches of his father.
那这个浪子也知道他父亲里面的一切的富足。
But he is still very poor because he is so far away from his father.
可是他还是非常的贫穷，因为他离父亲是非常遥远。
But one day he comes to his senses and comes back to his father.
但有一天他醒悟过来，他就回到他父亲的家中。
When he came back to his father, he realized his father is everything to him.
当他回到家中的时候，他就发现他的父亲对他来讲是一切。
Often we just like those prodigal son.
常常我们就像这位浪子一样。
We know that Christ is all and in all.
我们知道基督是一切又住在一切。
But we never experience it.
但是我们却没有经历。
Because we are too far away from our Father.
因为我们离我们的父神非常遥远。
But we need this exercise, come to me.
我们要来操练，就是来到他的面前。
And Jesus has the second call.
主耶稣还有第二个呼召。
The second call is take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
第二个呼召就是要当负我的轭，
For I am gentle.And humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的心里柔和谦卑。
Take my yoke is the second call.
第二个呼召就是来负我的轭。
And this is a picture of this calling.
这个负轭的这个图画是这样。
In New Testament time, a yoke is for two oxen. It's not for one, for two oxen.
在新约的时候，那个轭是为着两条牛，不是一条的。
And God Himself, Christ Himself, is the one ox under His yoke.
基督自己，神他自己是一，他在负一个轭。
And this yoke is his yoke.
这是他的轭。
And the call is for us to come under the same yoke of Jesus.
那这个呼召呢，是要我们来与基督一同负轭。
Can you see these pictures that God himself has the yoke upon him and he is calling us to come under his yoke?
你可以想象这幅图画吗？基督他自己是负轭，但是他来呼召我们与他一同负轭。
This is a calling for us to walk with God.
这就是让我们与基督同行的一个呼召。
When we take this yoke, we walk with God on a daily basis.
当我们来负他的轭，我们就天天与主同行。
No one can walk with God without taking his yoke.
没有一个人可以不负轭来与基督同行。
No, we would like to walk alongside of God if we can.
常常我们希望走在神的旁边。
We hope that the Jesus Christ will bear the yoke and we just walk alongside.
我们想说基督他来负轭，我们只要在他旁边行走，一起走就行了。
And that's why to walk with God is always a theory for us.
如果我们有这样的想法，对我们来说与神同行总是一个理论。
That's not what God intended.
这不是神他原初的心意。
Walk with God is take his yoke.And come under his yoke and walk with him.
来与神同行是要来负他的轭，跟他同在他旁边一起行。
Only when we take that yoke and walk along with God, Christ can conform us into the image of himself.
只有我们与他一同负轭，与他同行，基督才能够改变我们，成为他的荣形。
So what is the yoke?
那这个轭是什么呢？
There are many yokes in the Bible.
在圣经里面有许多的轭。
And in the Old Testament, there's a yoke of Egypt.
在旧约有埃及的轭。
If you're under the yoke of Egypt, then you serve Pharaoh.
如果你在埃及的轭下面的话，你就服侍法老。
And also you find the yoke of Assyria.
你也发现有亚述的轭。
If you're under the yoke of Assyria, then you serve Assyrians.
如果你在负亚述的轭的话，你就侍奉亚述。
And there's a yoke of Babylon.
还有巴比伦的轭。
If you under the yoke of Babylon, you serve Babylonians.
若你在负巴比伦的轭的话，你就来侍奉巴比伦。
If you're under the yoke of Christ, you serve God.
如果你在基督的轭下面，你就要来服侍神。
Come under his yoke means come under the authority of Christ.
来负。主的轭的意思就是在主的主权之下。
Become his servant and he becomes our master.
我们成为他的仆人，他成为我们的主人。
When you do that, when you take this yoke, you will immediately realize one thing.
当你来负这个轭的话，你马上就会来认识耶稣。
And this yoke is easy and the burden is light.
这个轭是容易的，担子是轻省的。
Because Christ is yoke with you.
因为基督与你一同负轭。
You're not taking the burden yourself.
你不是来一个人单独负重担。
If we do not take this yoke, our Christian experience is superficial.
如果我们不与基督一同负轭，我们基督徒的生活只是表面的。
It's always not reality.
没有成为实际。
We have to take this yoke.
我们要来负他的轭。
Come unto him and taste his yoke.
我们要来到他那里来负他的轭。
This is workout number three.
这就是第三个操练。
Now we complete these three exercises.
那如果我们来做这三个操练的话
，workout exercise number one, in everything give thanks.
第一个操练，凡事谢恩。
We have to trust that God causes all things to work together.
我们要来相信神让万事都互相效力。
All things, good or bad.
万事是好的事，不好的事。
God used all things to conform us into his image.
神用所有的事情来让我们磨成他的形象。
And it is his will, is the will of God for us to give thanks.
这是神的旨意，在我们的身上要凡事来向神谢
恩。If we do not learn to do this, the Satan will rob our privilege.
如果我们不学这个功课的话，撒旦就来抢夺我们这个特权。
As we start this exercise, you will begin to realize that Christ is all and in all.
当你来这样操练的时候，你就会来进入基督是一切， 又住在一切之内的时
机。And workout number two is hold fast to the Lord and not to be offended in Christ.
第二个操练就是要持定基督，来不因为耶稣基督而跌倒。
God will only use you if you can prove you will not be offended.
只有你不因主来跌倒，神才能够用你。
For this reason, God often tests us.
因为这个缘故，所以神常常来试验我们。
Remember how God tests Ruth?
你记得神怎样来试验路德吗？
Naomi almost offend Ruth by saying those words.
拿尔米，当他对路德说这些话的时候，好像要让路德跌倒。
Not once, not twice, three times.
不是一次，不是两次，是三次。
Return to your mother's home.
你回到你父家吧。
I am too old.
我太老了。
There's no hope.
你跟着我没有盼望。
Go back to your father's land.
你到你父家的那边去吧。
Return after your sister-in-law.
你跟着你的妯娌那边一起回去吧。
God is testing Ruth.
神在试验路德。
Whether this person will hold fast to the Lord.
来看看这个人是不是能够持定主。
We thank the Lord Ruth was not offended.
我们感谢主，路德没有跌倒。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes God uses our brothers and sisters to test us.
有时候神用弟兄姐妹来试验我们。
We are overlooked by our brothers and sisters.
有时候弟兄姐妹们好像轻看我们。
We're set aside by our brothers and sisters.
好像弟兄姐妹们把我们放一边。
Will you be offended?
你是不是会这样因这样跌倒呢？
Hold fast to the Lord.
要持定主。
Refuse to be offended.
你来拒绝因着主而被跌倒。
Then God will use you.
那主就要用你。
Workout number three.
第三个操练。
Come unto him and take his yoke.
来到主的人面前来负他的轭。
Sometimes we don't see God in our life.
有时候我们好像看不见神在我们的生活当中。
We can hear him, and we can see him.
我们不能够听见他的声音，我们也没有看见他。
The only reason is that we're too far away from God.
为什么呢？因为我们离神太远。
All we need to do is come unto him.
我们只要到他这里来。
And we will realize he is all we need.
我们就会发现他是我们一切所需要的。
If we come unto the Lord, we will realize, experience, what does it mean? God is all.
我们如果到他面前，我们就会来知道主基督是一切是什么意思。
Just like infant, come unto his or her mother.
就像一个婴孩一样，到他的母亲的前面。
Mother is all.
对于婴孩来说，母亲是他的一切。
In the same way as we come unto to God, and God is all.
同样的，我们这样来到神的面前，他是我们的一切。
But how do we experience God in is in all?
但是我们怎么样来经历基督在一切之内呢？
How do we experience God is everything I do?
我们怎么样来经历神在我一切所做的事情当中呢？
We have to take His yoke.
我们要与他一同负轭。
God wants us to experience His in everything we do.
神要让我们在一切事情上来经历他。
If you're yoked with Christ, I guarantee that God is in everything you do.
如果你与基督一同负轭的话，那我就保证在一切事情上来讲，神是你的一切。
If you take a yoke and yoke a brother Jack with me, yoke together.
如果你拿一个轭，那与我的弟兄一起放在一起的话
，Then Brother Jack is in everything I do.
那我的弟兄就在我所做的一切事情之内。
He's in all.
他是一切。
Because I yoke with him.
因为我与他一同负轭。
In the same way, the reason that God is not in our life because we're not yoked with God.
同样的。神没有在我们的生活当中，是因为我们没有与他一同负轭。
We are running around.
我们好像在他旁边一直跑。
We're doing all kinds of things.
我们做一些其他的事情。
And Christ still waiting with the empty spot for us. Come unto me and take my yoke.
基督还在等我们，因为他的旁边有一个空位，要与我们要我们与他一同服了。
Are you ready to come under that yoke today?
你今天是不是准备好与他与基督一同服了呢？
Then you will find that he will be yoked with you, and his yoke is light. His yoke is easy, and the burden is light.
如果你与他一同服了，你就会发现说他的担子是轻省的，他的轭是容易的。
Brother, sister, if you take this seriously,
弟兄姐妹们，如果你是很认真的话
，and you practice in your life,
如果你来生活当中来操练的话
，he thanks in everything,
凡事谢恩
，hold fast and not to be offended by Christ,
要来持定耶稣，不因他跌倒
，come unto him and take his yoke,
来到他的面前，与他一同服了。
Then you would be realized, and you would agree with me that Christ alone is enough.
那你就会经历，而且你会同意基督就够了。
We all agree that Christ is necessary.
我们都知道我们是需要基督的。
But we are not necessarily agree that Christ is enough.
但是我们不见得会同意说只要基督就够了。
Let me ask you, if Christ is enough, if you don't get to the school that you want to,
我要问你说，你如果没有想要去，没有进去你想要去的学校，基督是不是够了呢？
Is Christ enough if you don't get the next promotion that you have been waiting for years?
基督是不是就够了呢？对你来说，如果你没有来得到你等几年有的这个升迁呢？
Is Christ enough if you are set aside by your brothers and not be used by the Lord?
如果基督是不是就对你来讲就够了呢？如果当你被其他的弟兄们所轻视、所忽略呢？
Is Christ enough if God has not answered your prayers for a long time?
如果神没有答应你的祷告，是不是基督就对你来说只有基督就够了呢？
Can we have the same heart as the hymn writer who say, Thou art enough, however long the day, Thou art enough, however dark the night.
我们是不是能够像诗歌的作者说，有你就够了，不论日有多长，不论夜有多黑。
Let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you once again that we have this opportunity to come to Keller and fellowship upon your word.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们有这个机会一起来分享你的话。
Father, we know that how limited are our languages and how limited we are.
我们知道我们的语言还有我们的自己是何等的有限。
But I trust the Holy Spirit will shine upon your own words.
我相信圣灵来照亮你自己的话。
Interpret your will, the will of God, in our heart.
愿圣灵在我们的心里面来解释神在我们心身上的旨意。
Let's keep this precious word of Galatians in our heart.
愿我们能够把哥罗西书里面宝贵的话存在心里。
Open our eyes to see that you deserve the first place in everything.
让开我们的眼睛，让我们来看见你值得在我们生活上一切居首位。
And Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
Father, I pray for all those who might have a disappointment in their heart now.
天父，我来为在心里面失望的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Just have mercy on us.To see that we have no right to be disappointed.
愿你给我们恩典，让我们看见我们没有这样失望的权利。
Because you work, you cause all things to work together.
因为你叫万事互相效力。
And you are everything to us.
你对我们是一切。
It is your perfect will of God that we give thanks in everything.
要我们凡事谢恩，是神在基督耶稣里面向我们定的旨意。
So I pray that you, Holy Spirit, would take that disappointment away from every single heart here today.
我向你祷告，愿圣灵在我们的心里面把所有一切的失望都拿走。
I pray for those who might have been offended by you.
我也为着一些因你跌倒的人来祷告。
I pray for those who might have been offended by brothers and sisters.
为着被因的弟兄姐妹跌倒的受伤的来祷告。
I pray that through the Holy Spirit that you encourage us to hold on to the Lord and not to be offended in Christ.
我来祷告，愿圣灵帮助我们持定基督，而不因基督而跌倒。
For those who might have no rest today.
为着那些没有安息的，我们祷告。
I pray that this morning we would answer that call and come unto you.
我向你祷告，愿早晨我们就答应你的呼召，来到你的这里。
So we experience the baby experience that Christ is all.
我们就可以有那个婴孩的经历，基督是我们的一切。
Not only we respond and come back to you.We're encouraged to take your yoke.
不仅我们来答应你的呼召，回到你的面前，我们也与你一同负轭。
So we can walk with God in a practical way.
所以我们可以在实际的生活里面与神同行。
We would experience that Christ is in all.
我们来经历基督在一切之内。
We pray that you have mercy on us this morning.
我向你祷告，愿你对我们有许充满的怜悯。
So these are not just words.
所以这些不只是话语。
And this become the encouragement in us, in our hearts.
愿这些话成为我们心里面的鼓舞。
So we will rise up and we will exercise.
我们就来起来，来操练。
And realize this is your will, the will of God for us.
来认识这是基督在我们身上的旨意。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。